Carrick 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. It is the result that has sent shockwaves across the GDFL from round 13. Werribee Central's 12-11-83, Thompson 4-8-32. Great to catch up again with Centurions coach Nick Smith. Nick, this has been a recurring theme. Every time we seem to talk, you seem to have recorded your best win as coach of the club. Is it fair to say you've got a new clubhouse leader?
Yeah, mate, I think I told you last time I need to keep that statement a bit open-ended, but look, considering who you're playing, you know, and how they've played their footy and pretty much just dominated the whole year, pretty comfortably certainly our best win this year, and certainly our best win, my best win since I've returned to the club. It's great.
You obviously copped the weather we copped down here, I'm guessing. It was windy, it was blowy, it was wet. Did you get the similar conditions at Civil X Oval?
Not fully, because our ground was in pretty good nick. I don't think we're getting as much rain as Geelong is, and so actually playing on a fairly dry track, so really more wind than anything. Got a bit of a downpour, I think, during the third, but generally speaking, it was more just a windy day, and certainly haven't been playing in the bog that some of the other teams have, and that probably helped us.
You kick 5 goals, 4 in the opening quarter and you're 32 points up. Can you believe what you're seeing unfold before your eyes?
There was a lot of shaking of the heads between me and Simon on the weekend, where you just look and go, wow, they're really on today. And we're doing all the right things. All the things we've talked about, and, you know, they were holding up well against, you know, obviously we hadn't seen Thompson since round 2, but they hadn't seen us either. And we were pretty confident that we were better than, you know, or at least going better than in that round 2 game. But like it's an extraordinary turnaround, because they pretty much did the same thing to us in round 2 that we did to them yesterday.
You only allowed them 4 goals for the match, and I think goalless till 3-quarter time. Your back line must have been outstanding. But I suppose that comes a little bit from the pressure coming up the field as well.
It does. We felt like that our biggest win was around the contest, and it always happens if you win in the first footy. And then any time that they did get their hands on the footy, they just got swarmed. And then that always then puts pressure on the footy coming into the defence. And, yeah, if you weren't at the game, it might feel like maybe we had the ball all the time. But as you can imagine, they've got enough quality ball users, and someone like Reece was having a day out in the middle as well. Our backs were actually under a lot of pressure. And so when you think we held up for 3 quarters without giving a goal to the best team in the comp, it was an extraordinary effort from our back 6 or 7. Yeah.
That win, do you reset your goals? Do you firmly believe you can challenge and be a major player come September on St Albans?
So I think, like most people, I think we feel like St Albans will suit us the way that we play. But the demoralising part of this morning was checking the ladder and seeing we're still in the same spot. We're still a game behind Bannock, 2 games behind Inverley. I mean, we made a game on Thompson, but we're not going to get them. So, you know, from our perspective, the driving force now is to try and win enough games to see if we can get into that third spot or second or third spot, so we can get that double chance. And I'm actually quite relieved that still sits in front of us, because although we achieved a lot yesterday, it's funny, we're not even certain of playing finals, you know. So it's good to have that driving force, because, as you know, especially with the young group, it's easy to get ahead of yourselves. And I said to them, mate, enjoy this, but next week we start the challenge of, we've done the calculation that we probably need to run the table to get top 3. Yep. So that's a good challenge for us. We're certainly playing good enough footy to do that. But again, it's all about, you know, delivering on the day and getting that done. But I did say, you know, I said in the interview before the weekend that any team that beats Thompson's got to be considered a chance. And so this morning that's us.
Yep. Were you disappointed Winchelsea couldn't beat East Geelong, just to ensure a bit more separation between yourselves and East and West?
Yeah, again, yeah, it's funny, because a lot of the times when we've had our wins, you know, other teams still win. And, you know, look, I guess in the end, if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're not really concentrating on what's ahead of you. So really our challenge now is that lure of the, you know, of the double chance. You know, think back to 5 weeks ago, mate, we were sitting in 7th, 2 games behind North Geelong. So it's a pretty remarkable turnaround in 5 weeks. And again, you know, we've got players back on the weekend. We've got guys in form. Got a few more to come back over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can make a good run at it over these last 5 weeks. But it was certainly a highlight for the group, and I think I spoke more to them about hopefully now they have that belief. So, you know, it doesn't achieve anything yet, but it certainly implants into a bit of a young and experienced group that the sort of belief that I had, which is that our best footy is good enough.
Yep, absolutely. Going to be an interesting 5 weeks. You've got Belmont Lions at home, Bell Post, Tillett Myers Reserve, where you've traditionally struggled in recent years, East Geelong, who are still in contention, Inverleigh at Inverleigh, and then you finish off with Corio. So it's going to be an interesting run to the final series for you, Nick. Well done on the win. A fantastic result for the Werribee Central's Football Club and really shaking up the GDFL. And well, we look forward to talking to you in the run to September.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. It would be good to have the opportunity to talk to you again.